when Nevelson first conceived it, I think that the individual boxes were imagined as separate, autonomous sculptures. And as Nevelson's practice developed in the late 50s, it was only then that she came to understand the combinations of these boxes in as kind of total sculptures. And so several of these boxes we know appeared in earlier sculptures, sculptures in fact with different names, and sculptures from which other boxes in turn went on to yet other sculptures. So as you can imagine, that maps out an incredibly complicated research field of each of those individual boxes, how it has been displayed, what its orientation is, and whether it's been seen in with and as a part of different works over its history.